93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona.
You got that right. The KDKB 40th Anniversary Concert Series. Continuing, I interrupt the program, the music flow. There are very few times when I will do that, but there is a star somewhat bigger than yours truly on the phone right now. The one and only Prince of Darkness, rock and roll legend himself. The man who will be gracing the stage at the Comerica next Wednesday night as KDKB presents Ozzy Osbourne and special guest Slash. How are you, sir? Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm doing good, thanks.
The Scream album tour is now going just fine for you, and you're rolling into a pretty small venue for you. You know, by Ozzy standards, Comerica's an intimate theater.
Is that the Dodge Theater, is it?
It used to be the Dodge Theater, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Have I played there before?
Have you played there before?
I don't know. I've been played everywhere else. We've got a good chance. But, you know, I mean, the tour I'm on now, this Scream tour, it's the band I have are just so good to play with. You know, I've got a new guitar player, Gus G. I've got a new drummer, Tommy Graffiti, who played with Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie, and a few of the Ted Nugent, I believe, at one point. The band is so much fun. Blasco on bass from Rob Zombie. Adam Wakeman, Rick Wakeman's son on keyboards and backup guitar. And we have it. It's just a fabulous time, man. It's really good fun.
And this is a very brutal Ozzy Osbourne album. I mean, there's some of the heaviest stuff you've ever recorded.
Yeah, the album. It was kind of one. I always wanted to do an album in the studio, which was Kevin Sherko, a guy from a Canadian guy who now lives in Vegas. He was the guy. I'm not one of these guys, to be honest with you, who lives in the studio. It drives me nuts. But he's one of these guys who'll sit there for days getting the sounds, you know. And I like the album a lot, but I like the vibe of, like, No More Tears, and, you know. And I mean, it's a great album, but I wanted to try that one time in my life. I have my own Pro Tools studio in my house, and I kind of. I'm spontaneous the way I work, you know. It's like in and out, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a great album. I mean, apart from the fact it was a mix-up with the title for a short spell, when Gus came in and he came with Soul Sucker,
right.
I thought, wow, man, that's great for the title. But then I put it on the computer thing from my office, and all my fans went, oh, you can't, I'm not going to be walking around with the Ozfest with a shirt saying Sucker. I'm like, what's the deal? And then he... Apparently, some hip-hop thing or something.
KDKB has had a long relationship with you, both since Black Sabbath and as a solo artist. You have never been one of those guys to listen to other people's ideas. You pretty much blaze your own trail. Why would you change it from Soul Sucker? Was it really that kind of heat from the fans that
no,
did it?
No, it's like, you know, everyone who buys my records to me as an opinion, you know, I mean... I'm not that big headed and pig headed to say, yeah, I'm Ozzy. I can call my album what the f*** I like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, I was advised not to call that. You know, in the past, things like Suicide Solution, which I let go, caused me a lot of grief. You know, I mean, you gotta be careful in this day and age what you say and do. You know.
And you think Soul Sucker was that kind of a
flashpoint?
No,
I didn't know. You know, I thought, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, Soul Sucker, great, you know, but I don't know. I mean, Sharon said maybe you should think about calling it somewhere else. You know, I don't know.
Have you ever considered how important you are in the Pantheon as being sort of a star maker? Everybody that seems to play with Ozzy Osbourne goes on to be a household name.
Yeah, but it's a two-way street, you know. I mean, without people like Tony Iommi, I wouldn't be here. Without people like Randy Rhoads, I wouldn't be here. Jake E. Lee, I wouldn't be here. And, you know, I mean, they're all. I've made them, but they've also helped me to survive. I mean, Zach was with me for the longest time. And while I'm talking about Zach, I don't want anybody out there to think that Zach and I are enemies, because we're far from it. We're bros, you know.
And that was a big. I mean, that was a speculation that there was some sort of a falling out.
No. It's just. You know what? The truth of the story was. I kept putting off the inevitable, because Zach he's grown his wings and he needed to fly on his own thing. He was doing Black Label Society and me, and it was time for me to. When he got sick, I thought now is as good a time for anyone to start holding all this. What I didn't do, I should have done, was phone him straight away, but I didn't think it was right he had clots on his legs or something, and so I didn't think it was very appropriate to call him at that point. But, you know, we ironed it out, and he's doing gross. You know, it was his birthday the other day. I sent him a birthday greeting, and, you know, we're good bros. You know, it's just publicity, and people want to create something that ain't real. I mean, if I needed Zach right now, all I got to do is make a phone call, and he'd be here as soon as he could. I mean, when I had that motorcycle accident in England, the first person I saw when I come around was Zach Wilde, you know.
Well, Zach, I know, he's a good friend of mine as well, and he speaks nothing but glowingly of you. He refers to you as his father.
Well, you know, but it was time to let go. I mean, he don't need me. You know, he's one of the finest guitar players on the face of the fucking earth, for Christ's sake.
Now, do you find that there are too many people focusing on that and that are having a hard time?
No. I do want to do press. You know, people go, well, so what happened with you and Zach? I just defuse the situation as soon as possible, because there ain't nothing to defuse anyway, you know.
Well, you're a class act, Ozzy. You always have been, sir. And we're looking forward to you coming back. Now, the show is Wednesday night at the Comerica Theater. You remember it as the old Dodge Theater. 40 years of KDKB history. The 40-year concert celebration continues. Ozzy Osbourne and his Scream Tour coming to town. You should get tickets for this thing, and you're coming into town. By the way, it is an Ozzy sweet-ass weekend here at KDKB, and you gave us you were generous enough to give us an opportunity to have a meet-and-greet for a lucky winner here at KDKB. So thank you in advance for that, and thank you for continuing to take the time out to hang with us as well, Ozzy.
You're welcome.
All right, man. We'll see you Wednesday.
All right. God bless.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.
How about that? Ozzy just making a stop in. So there you go. The sweet-ass weekend kicks off at 5 o'clock. Thank you, Ozzy Osbourne. Thank you to the people at Epic Records for making the connection between us and England. There you go. Should we play some Ozzy? I think we should. 93.3 KDKB rocks Arizona. Let me hear it.